In this bulletin, a group of federal opposition MPs advocate for coal workers despite opposition leader Anthony Albanese not knowing of their meetings. Rural doctors to warn the federal government about the effects of climate change. And in sport, former Victorian Premier Geoff Kennett to step down as Hawthorn's president at the end of the AFL season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A group of up to 20 Labor Party MPs and senators is urging the party to give greater support to workers in the coal industry. The group is known as the Otis Group, named after the restaurant in Canberra where they meet. At least nine of the group are frontbenchers. It's being reported the group has met without the knowledge of opposition leader Anthony Albanese. A leaked email from one of the group, opposition resources spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon, has expressed frustration at Labor Party processes. But despite this, group member, South Australian Senator and power broker Don Farrell says there is no ill intent.
Oh, the Otis Group is just a group of Labor people who are interested in supporting coal workers. Look, I'm not sure whether Albo knows about it or not, but no, it's just some good, solid Labor people.
Mr Albanese said earlier this week there was no room for new coal-fired power plants in Australia. A group of doctors will today tell federal politicians that regional Australians face the most health risks from climate change. Under the banner of the National Rural Health Alliance, they will host a breakfast event at Parliament House in Canberra. They say the impacts of climate change on rural Australians are significant and diverse. Food security and water availability and quality are some of the main areas they claim are affected. They say climate change exacerbates already existing inequalities in social and health areas between rural Australians and those who live in the big cities. The breakfast comes as climate policy continues to be a contentious area of debate for both the government and the opposition. Almost 2,000 residents on the Sunshine Coast have been left without power after torrential rain and flash flooding. Sunshine Coast Airport received 140 millimetres of rain in just 3 hours. Queensland's Department of Transport and Main Roads has reported roads were flooded at locations including Nambour, Mount Coulomb, Sippy Downs and Doonan. The first Australians quarantined on Christmas Island are on course to leave the detention centre next week, with three suspected cases testing negative for the coronavirus. The Australian Medical Assistance Team has confirmed to SBS News that test results for a man suspected of having the virus have come back negative. The man had been isolated from other evacuees inside the Christmas Island Detention Centre, pending the results of a sample tested at Westmead Hospital in Western Sydney. Last week, a young girl displaying flu-like symptoms was tested for coronavirus, returning a negative result, while a third person also tested negative to the illness on Tuesday. In the AFL, Geoff Kennett has confirmed he will end his second stint as Hawthorn's president at the end of the season. The 71-year-old previously led the Hawks from 2005 to 2011, but returned in 2017 after Richard Garvey resigned from the position. Following the end of his first stint, Kennett changed the club's constitution so that Hawthorn presidents could serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. In cricket, Darcy Short has been called up to replace Glenn Maxwell after the 31-year-old was booked in for elbow surgery that will force him to miss this month's tour of South Africa. Short will fly out later this week after replacing Maxwell in Australia's 2020 and one-day international squads. Maxwell will have arthroscopic surgery on Thursday, then spend 6 to 8 weeks on the sidelines, suggesting he will be racing the clock to be fit for this year's Indian Premier League. It's an untimely setback for the star, who hasn't played for Australia since October last year. And now a look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 35. Adelaide sunny and 30. Melbourne humid, partly cloudy, 30. Hobart partly cloudy and 22. Canberra showers, 25. Wollongong similar conditions, 24. Sydney much the same, 26. Newcastle showers, 27. Brisbane much the same and 28. Cairns hot and sunny with a top of 37, and Darwin a shower or two and possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.